Dara, we'll go and look at your motions at that Clane Maynooth Municipal District. And first motion to the council was in relation to the road from Kilmeag to Milerstown Cross. You're saying that area needs attention.
Yeah, look, at the surface of this road has always been very good. But it's unique that I'm going to say, with the heavy falls of rain over the winter, the road has come up and it's in a bad state of repair at the moment. But I'm pleased to say that the area engineer has reassured me that works will be carried out on the road and the surface will be completely redone from Milerstown to Kilmeag Village as part of the summer works in 2026. So that work should happen. There will be tendering for that contract fairly quickly, and that work should be happening over the summer. So that's a bit of a good news story.
All right, Dara, you've also asked about the ring road in Clane, asking if the council can actually confirm when it is due to open.
Yeah, look, at like the ring road in Clane is ongoing for a long, long period of time, and I'm just... it's just at the end now. The road is ready to open. They're going through snag lists, and it's supposed to open in May, June. And it'll be interesting. It's supposed to open in May, but this is May. So I would be hoping that it will open at the end of May or early June. And just it will be interesting to see what effects that has on the traffic flows within the village. And I will be keeping a very close eye on this to see, does it alleviate some of the traffic congestion that's around Clane Village at the moment? Because Clane Village at the moment is a nightmare to get through at different times. I do listen to your traffic reports on several different occasions, and Clane is highlighted nearly every evening.
All the time, Clane is one of them now. That way, it's just kind of like a bingo at the minute. You just knock it off when it's mentioned. There's rarely a day where it's not. But hopefully now that road will be able to open soon and alleviate some of that traffic. Dara, you've also asked about the an update on the expression of interest log on the Clohorinco serviced sites. What exactly is that, the serviced sites?
This is there's a Kildare County Councillor in ownership of a site in Derren Thorn. People that are in Clohorinco, people that will know the area will know that there's a local authority housing estate in Clohorinco. And they have a couple of acres that they haven't developed as part of that the original development. And they're now zoned that for service sites, and they're selling it to locals for service sites. And the problem is that there was limitations when they were offered on the first expressions of interest, and the locals struggled to fulfil the requirements. It was advertised in November 24. As part of the new variation of the County Development Plan, which was done very recently, they have eased the restrictions. And I'd be hoping that there would be interest from locals. And I'll be watching the space very closely to ensure or to try and see does locals buy these service sites at reduced prices and be able to build houses locally in that community.
All right. And Dara, your final question to the council at that Clane Maynooth Municipal District was in relation to the owners of the former hotel in Robertstown. You're looking to discuss uses for the building going forward.
Robertstown is a really good story at the moment. With the opening of the Eco Park and the playground in Robertstown, there's a huge flow of traffic within the town. And I'm just very anxious that the right uses are identified for the hotel in Robertstown. I have spoken to the new owners on several occasions and will continue to communicate with them. And I know they're at advanced stages with communication with Clare County Council in a view to pre-planning. And as part of that pre-planning, what's going to happen in the hotel will be identified. And I look forward to the hotel in Robertstown being transformed and brought back into a usable state, because it's a derelict site at the moment. And it, as a local within the village of Robertstown who lives in the village and who has been born and reared in the village, it will be the last project and the last bit of the jigsaw to be completed in Robertstown, and I look forward to that being delivered as soon as possible.
Dara, thanks so much for joining us on the line this morning. That is Fianna Fáil councillor on the Clane Maynooth Municipal District, Dara Fitzpatrick, about those motions and questions raised at that latest MD meeting, as well as an update in relation to the ongoing issues in the north of the county from Ishka Éireann. Dara, thanks again for joining us.